Well, as you may have heard on the news, around 500 early childcare providers will remain closed today in protest at a lack of funding. They say that a new funding system introduced a couple of months ago means that facilities which only offer the Early Childhood and Education Programme, or ECHE, are losing out. The protest is organised by the Federation of Early Childhood Providers. Shortly we'll be hearing from the Minister for Children, Roderick O'Gorman. But first, our reporter Aisling Maloney has been speaking to some providers who have closed today to take part in this protest.
I had to close my doors today. It's an absolute last resort. I didn't want to do this, but I had to. If I don't, the department's going to close me down by June because it's just getting harder and harder to survive.
Rowena Fisher operates Phil's Preschool in West Cork. She provides education to children under the ECCE programme. Today she's taking part in a protest against the current level of funding under the programme.
It's not sustainable. This new core funding has absolutely, you know, caused so much difficulty to my business. €7 a week we're asking for, and that's just €7 a week per child. And it's not a lot to ask, and it would be a massive, you know, help to us.
In September, the government introduced a new core funding model for childcare. Previous to this, there was a higher rate of payment to operators who had graduated with a degree in childcare. The core funding model replaced that with a new graduate premium. Rowena says this leaves her shortchanged.
The core funding, as long as we waited for it, and I was so excited for it to land. And unfortunately for me, it didn't do anything for my business. What we provide for the children, what they gain, and the education. I mean, these are critical years for these children. And well, it's just not enough. It will close me down because I just can't continue like this. It's really hard. I mean, I hate even closing my doors today. But if the ECC capitation is not raised, I will have to close my doors permanently. I'm sure of it next June.
As Rowena contemplates closure, a fellow ECCE-only operator in Galway for similar reasons has already made the decision to close her doors.
I had no intention of closing this time last year. Like most services, I was excited to see the details of the new core funding model. I thought finally we were going to get some sort of recognition. However, when I saw the details, I was bitterly disappointed. At first, I thought it was an error and that they would rectify it once they realised the impact that it would have on services like my own. But obviously, that didn't happen. I said I'd wait till the budget to see if there was anything. I was hoping there'd be some sort of green shoots in the budget. When I saw nothing was happening for ECC, I said, this is it.
Bernadine McElroy runs First Impressions Preschool in Tuam. This year is her 20th year of operation. But it's also her last.
My parents were very disappointed, very, very disappointed. I've had many parents with me for years. Like I said, I had absolutely no intentions of closing, absolutely none. I was actually drawing up plans, you know, reconfiguring the inside of the service. I was looking ahead, I was looking at a future. And then the details of core funding came out. And I mean, really, it was just like a complete slap in the face.
Bernadine McElroy from First Impressions Preschool in Tuam in County Galway, who'll be closing her operation in June. She was talking there to our reporter, Aisling Maloney. The Minister for Children, Roderick O'Gorman, joins us now on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
We heard there from childcare providers. They say that what you're paying at the moment means that many services aren't viable.
Well, I think it's really disappointing that the closures are going ahead today, and I believe these closures are unwarranted. Government and myself as Minister, we've prioritised investment in childcare, and in Budget 23 we'll see for the first time ever over €1 billion being spent on childcare. And with that money we're looking to deliver for parents in terms of a reduction in fees. We're looking to deliver for the childcare staff, and we've secured a pay agreement that will see 73% of them get a pay increase. And in particular, we're looking to deliver for providers of full day childcare and providers who are working in ECCE only services.
Presumably, though, they wouldn't be taking to the streets if there wasn't a problem.
Well, this year we're providing €259 million in core funding. It's a massive increase in core funding, and that's just the first year of core funding. And that is recognising that there has been very significant underinvestment in childcare over decades in Ireland, and it's a major step to support providers, support them pay their staff, support them meet overheads like electricity, like rent, and also recognise the administrative work that they have to do. And for ECC-only services, the services we're probably focusing on today, last year, between the higher capitation programme support payment, they would have gotten total €14 million. This year, through core funding, they'll be receiving €27 million, so a €13 million increase to the ECC-only services. So again, recognising the diversity of services in the country and looking to support all services, large and small.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm not alone here, though, in finding this difficult to understand. If, as you say, this is a good deal, why do so many services say that they just aren't viable and that they will close their doors?
Well, look, I can't speak for the Federation or for the groups involved, but I suppose I just recognise the fact that core funding and the investment that we're bringing forward, and you know, even for the second year of core funding, I've secured an increase in this year's budget. So the second year of core funding, there'll be €28 million more, and then €28 million more to support services. But core funding has been recognised by the groups like IBEC, supporting Childcare Services Ireland, by the trade unions, ICTU and SIPTU, by the National Women's Council of Ireland, by all the groups who've been working in this area. They recognise core funding as the first step towards a major investment to support all types of services across the country.
As we've heard, and we heard it an hour ago as well from Elaine Dunn from the Federation, they say that at the moment, with the rates you're paying, that this just isn't working. Will you talk to them again?
I've engaged extensively with the Federation. I've met them twice over the summer. I met their members when they were protesting over the summer, and I engage with them extensively through the early year stakeholder forum, and I will meet with them again. But I would ask that they withdraw the threat of the second day of closures later on in this month, because I think that's unfair for parents. It's unfair for the children who are impacted, and I believe we can work to ensure that all services feel supported by core funding. Core funding will change, it will develop, but it's really important to say, Rachel, that the investment is going into core funding. It won't be going into capitation, because core funding does come with some conditions, and I think that's important. And a key condition there is the fee freeze, and I make no apologies for working to link the very significant extra funding, €250 million this year, to some conditions like a fee freeze, so that parents can also see a benefit from the extra investment the state is putting in place.
They're saying, though, that their protest action will continue and that they have the support of parents.
I know parents are incredibly loyal to the services their children attend, because those services do such amazing work. I brought in core funding because I wanted to support services. That's why, you know, and just, it's important to remember, this year there's a €346 million increase in the amounts the state is spending on childcare. Okay. And that's supporting services, but it's supporting parents as well.
Right.
So I look to continue to grow that. I will work with everyone across the sector so we can support the sustainability of services.
Right.
But I genuinely believe that core funding is the best way to support all services across the country.
Okay, can I ask you about another part of your brief? You spoke to TDs and senators this week about a continuing shortfall in accommodation for Ukrainian refugees. Are you still looking at a shortfall of 15,000 beds by next month?
We've seen somewhat of a reduction in the numbers of arrivals in the last 2 weeks, following, I suppose, our highlighting to the Ukrainian embassy and Ukrainian authorities that our level of that our level of available accommodation is under strain. Also, at the recent cabinet subcommittee and ratified subsequently at cabinet, we've brought forward a proposal for a new call for vacant homes that will be led by local authorities, and a double doubling of the recognition payment, and the cabinet will also be bringing forward new proposals in terms of extending out the delivery of modular accommodation to support Ukrainian refugees.
But at the same time, don't you have hotels saying that they won't renew contracts because basically they want to go back to their normal business?
There continues to be a real pressure on the provision of accommodation, and I've always been very, very, very upfront about that. We'll work with hotels to look to roll out contracts further and elongate contracts. But I think, and we recognise, and I think particularly next year in terms of the tourist season, there will be hotels who will wish to kind of return to their previous business, and that's why it's important that the modular home delivery, the vacant home delivery, but also the work that Minister O'Brien is leading in his department in terms of the refurbishment of institutional buildings, that all of that commences at a pace so we can have alternative means of providing accommodation
for
Ukrainians.
Will there still be a shortfall of accommodation next month?
Look, we continue to be under pressure, and look, we continue to work with all the providers, all the departments involved, and in particular with the Ukrainian embassy to make sure that people are aware of those pressures. But I suppose difficult and all as the situation is here, we have to recognise that Ukrainians are facing into a winter in freezing temperatures with cuts to energy, cuts to their electricity, and continued targeting of civilian targets by the Russian government. And in that situation, even a difficult accommodation scenario here is preferable to the risk to life that many of them face on a daily basis.
Just one final question then in this regard. How many modular homes will be available within the coming weeks?
We hope to have the first consignment of modular homes available early in the new year. So in January, work is on site on a number of the five initial sites right now.
So how many are we talking about there?
I think probably around 200 to 250 will be available within early in the new year. There'll be another 250 then probably by February, March, and further across the year.
All right. Minister Roderick O'Gorman, thank you for being with us on Morning Ireland, 8:25.